This is Inset Agriculture.
I had a chance to take in Soil Talk Tuesdays with the NDSU Extension Service. Today's topic was weed disease and pest management in soil health systems. Featured speakers, Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy, Joe Eichley from NDSU, and also Audrey Khalil from NDSU. Program this week was hosted by Angie Johnson of NDSU and Abby Wick. First up, Jason Hansen talks about helping farmers in his agronomy service transition into good soil practices.
I think the biggest thing is you've got to realize this is going to take some time to make that transition. If you've been in anything conventional farming, if it involves, we do a lot of fall tillage, and that has kind of been reduced. There's more direct seeding. And then my concern there is somewhat stratification of nutrients and how that impacts when you change systems, you somewhat change fertility. We probably aren't going to change our rotation too much, but machinery will change. And that's another thing. People found out real quick that direct seeding, even in a 1 or 2 year situation, you have to have everything set up right, or immediately right off the bat, it just doesn't turn out the way you do. So everybody likes a quick fix. It's not that. And so I think that's another reason for these talks is the connections with people, because you can bounce ideas and people that have tried it. And that's what I try to tell my people, and they just use me as the resource, because then I become that person that collects that information for them.
Nice. So you mentioned about, you know, equipment settings and things like that. Are you having growers, you know, check their equipment settings per field, or, you know, as conditions change, or what's kind of a gauge for how often they should be checking their equipment?
Well, we had this year, again, we had a lot of soybean stubble that was not worked. And so, and that was primarily because it was so dry. There was some barley ground that got worked, and then we lost pretty decent soil moisture from barley even to wheat harvest, and then as it got later, even more so. So we have a lot of stubble in those scenarios. So there'll be people that are going to go just think that from last year they can just go into that. They might hit it with a Selford, and that's it for secondary tillage. You can't do that. Whatever your disc openers might look sharp, that you're probably going to have to get new ones, because it is not going to take very long. It's such a big difference to have a lot of residue to go into versus if you're doing any amount of tillage. And really, a Selford or a Joker or things like that, for the most part, are more field prep and not tillage, in my opinion. So you're going to be going through more residue, and you're going to wear stuff out a lot quicker. So for my guys that are going to do that this year, I've already talked to them that this is something you absolutely have to consider. And I know it's not cheap, but nothing is worse than starting out the season with a poor stand, no matter the crop. And we just can't do that.
Again, that was just a snippet of Soil Talk Tuesdays, brought to you by the NDSU Extension. Next week's topic on February 2nd includes managing problematic soils. This is Inset Agriculture.